Our bodies are more alike than you think. Male and female bodies seem quite different, especially with men having nipples, which might appear odd since their purpose isn't immediately clear. While female nipples serve a role in nurturing infants, male nipples exist due to how all humans start with the same basic body plan in early pregnancy. During the first 6 weeks of development, all fetuses share identical tissue, including sensitive areas like nipples. It's later in pregnancy that sexual characteristics develop, determining male or female traits. Beyond genitals, each woman's vagina is unique, with variations in formation among individuals. Pornography often alters vaginal appearance by minimizing visible labia, creating unrealistic expectations. It's important to know that all sizes and colors of vaginas are normal unless caused by a painful illness. The same goes for the clitoris, which can vary greatly in size from a pea to a small pickle. What's your sexual style? After childbirth, a patient, Lori, found she didn't want to have sex with her husband, though she still enjoyed using a wand or vibrator. She started feeling there was something wrong with her lack of interest in penetrative sex. But your brain has a sexual gas pedal and a sexual brake. Any hint of danger, real or imagined, can hit the brakes on your sexual desire. Whether it's a thought, a smell, or even your partner's underwear, these can all signal to your brain that now's not the time for sex. A sensitive nervous system often causes sexual hang-ups. A 2008 study with 226 women showed that those who struggle to feel aroused or only do so in ideal conditions often face significant sexual anxiety. However, these differences in sexual response are normal and make up each person's unique sexual personality. For instance, one patient named Camilla had a low sex drive and didn't get aroused by looking at her partner or fantasizing about them. This wasn't due to anxiety or distrust but because Camilla has a slow sexual response. This just means she needs more time to get aroused compared to others, which isn't as big a problem as it may seem. Sexual experience varies with the context. Two people meet, feel incredibly excited about each other, and quickly start a passionate romance filled with sex. But soon, the excitement fades, and by their second year together, the flames dim to a faint glow. This scenario happens often, leading many to believe it's normal for sex lives to fizzle out or for partners to lose interest. However, this isn't necessarily true. Whether an experience feels thrilling or dull depends entirely on the circumstances. Time passing is a crucial factor. Luckily, circumstances are subjective and can be changed. Sensations can feel thrilling or annoying depending on the situation. When in a sexy mood, being tickled may be exciting, but during focused moments, it could provoke irritation. This shows how context influences whether an experience feels good or bad, affecting decisions like whether to engage in sex. Studies reveal that under the right mood, almost anything can become erotic. For instance, research on lab rats involves stimulating different parts of their brain's nucleus accumbens. When the upper part was stimulated, the rats showed curiosity, but stimulation of the lower part led to avoidance behaviors. Positive environments and emotional responses. When the rat left its usual environment and entered one filled with pleasant smells and no light, any part of the brain the scientists tested seemed to make the rat happy. Humans react similarly. What might not be enjoyable in everyday life can feel erotic under the right circumstances, like feeling safe and sexy. Stress harms sexual desire. Imagine this, your partner pops into your workplace for a quick visit, and both of you are trying to find a private spot in a hurry. Suddenly, you bump into your boss, who gives you a stern look. It's the kind of stare that says she knows what's going on and warns you to stop. After that, it would be hard to get back into the mood. Stress can make sex seem unappealing, disrupting our body's natural rhythms. Just like animals facing predators, like antelopes chased by lions, stress triggers responses such as running, fighting, or playing dead. Even after the danger passes, they continue to shake or spasm, showing signs of stress. Stress symptoms and coping. Symptoms of stress leaving the body, known as decompressing or completing the stress response cycle, can affect anyone. Even without a lion chasing you, stress from work, family, or relationships can leave you shaken. Trying to engage in sex during stress isn't enjoyable until the stress cycle ends. You can't rush this cycle, but you can use healthy outlets like exercise, sleep, relaxation, or even crying or screaming to release tension and help it dissipate sooner. For those who have experienced sexual trauma, navigating sexual situations can be more complex. Many survivors continue to feel stressed in any sexually charged situation long after the danger has passed. If you've been through a traumatic experience, feeling frozen in such moments is normal but can delay healing, making closure harder to achieve. It's common to perceive nearly any sexual situation as threatening until healing progresses. However, practicing mindfulness can help survivors find calm and peace during sexual experiences. Pop culture harms our sex lives. Many of us have glanced at tabloids by supermarket checkouts, they're hard to ignore. Yet, this constant exposure to pop culture can negatively affect our sex lives. Media often promotes unrealistic body ideals, especially for women, leading to insecurity and negative self-image. This unrealistic portrayal makes many women feel inadequate in bed, comparing themselves to edited standards of beauty. Feeling disgusted with one's own body makes it difficult to feel sexy. The media distorts how women look and how they experience sex. It suggests women should enjoy all sexual activities in lingerie shown by brands like Victoria's Secret. This creates a problem. If women like these things, they're called slutty, but if they don't, they're seen as frigid. The mixed messages aimed at women about their sexuality are confusing and inaccurate. Enhance your life by self-acceptance. Start by discarding magazines and accepting your beauty. Recognizing that your body, including your feelings, is normal is a crucial first step toward self-acceptance. Understanding that your self-image affects every aspect of your sexual experience is key. Research from 2012 reviewed 20 years of studies on body image and sex, showing that how you perceive your body impacts arousal, desire, and even orgasm. Improving your body image through self-acceptance can significantly improve your sex life and mental well-being. Genital response does not equal arousal, understand the difference. For many people, seeing their partner aroused is a highlight of sex. But physical responses aren't always a sign of true arousal. This is especially true for women, as studies measuring blood flow to the vagina reveal that physical signs don't always reflect how satisfied someone feels. In one study, researchers monitored arousal in both men and women watching adult videos. Participants rated their arousal levels by adjusting a dial, showing that what seems like arousal isn't always the full story. Researchers discovered that while male arousal correlates strongly with genital blood flow at about 50%, the correlation for women is significantly lower, less than 10%. This implies that assuming a woman's enjoyment based solely on physical responses might be misleading. Instead, direct communication is crucial to understanding her experience. This is because a woman's physical arousal may indicate only a recognition of sexual stimuli rather than genuine pleasure. Sexual responses after trauma. Sexual trauma, like rape, can lead to survivors feeling guilt or shame because their bodies responded physically. This doesn't mean they wanted it. Similarly, men might feel ashamed if they involuntarily become aroused by a rape scene in a movie. However, these responses are normal and not something to be ashamed of. Whether in a consensual or non-consensual situation, your body's reactions are involuntary and don't reflect your true desires or character. Key points. 1. All human bodies start with the same basic plan in early pregnancy, including sensitive areas like nipples, before sexual characteristics develop. 2. Variations in vaginal appearance are normal, despite pornography often promoting unrealistic standards. 3. Sexual desire is influenced by both a sexual gas pedal and brake, where perceived danger can hinder arousal. 4. Differences in sexual response, such as a slow arousal process, are normal and vary among individuals. 5. The context strongly influences sexual experiences, affecting whether they feel thrilling or mundane over time. 6. Stress can significantly dampen sexual desire, similar to how animals react to threats. 7. Media portrayal of unrealistic body ideals can negatively impact self-image and sexual confidence.